Wanted to bring you the latest on what is happening in Israel. Going to talk about a visit here in Washington by a member of the cabinet. But first, I wanted to bring in Jordana Miller and ask her about what's happening on the ground there. Jordana, good afternoon. Thank you so much for being here with us.
It's good to be with you. Everyone here is also talking about that visit of General Benny Gantz to Washington. It was a meeting, a trip that the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, did not approve of. And Gantz is, of course, one of his main rivals. He is the most popular politician here in Israel, just crushing Netanyahu in all the polls. He will likely be Israel's next prime minister. And Gantz is a centrist, and he will certainly have a lot to discuss with the vice president, Kamala Harris, and, of course, the Secretary of State tomorrow. Gantz much more open to the Palestinian Authority, and that is much more in line with U.S.'s vision for post-war Gaza.
I had heard that they wanted to do a ceasefire for at least 6 weeks, and we have on Sunday starting the holy month of Ramadan. Do you think that that would bode well with trying to get that to happen?
Well, that is the deadline. Ramadan, that's the push, is to get this deal closed before the Muslim holy month starts. Unfortunately, over the weekend, the latest round of U.S.-led talks in Cairo didn't really yield many results. First of all, the Israelis boycotted the meeting and didn't show up. And that's primarily because they said Hamas, among other things, didn't give Jerusalem a list of the living hostages that would be in that first group of 40 to be released. And Israel had problems on that issue during the last hostage release deal, where at the end, Hamas was offering up bodies instead of people. And Israel doesn't want to be in that position again. So there's a few still obstacles. But I think there's so much pressure from the United States, and it is really in everyone's interest to try to get a deal before Ramadan. Ramadan is always a period of intensified tensions, usually more violence here around the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, let alone with a war raging in Gaza. We could see violence spread in the West Bank, here in Jerusalem. There could be mass protests around the region. Not to even mention the northern border, the kind of undeclared war between Israel and Hezbollah. So there's, I think there's going to be, there's immense pressure. And, of course, everyone hoping that it yields some results.
Jordana, as I listen to you week after week when we talk to you, and I hear you talk about the Israeli people and how strongly they feel about needing to root Hamas out and be rid of them forever. And then I think about the United States being involved and putting pressure on Israel to not go into Rafah and to not do this and not do that. I find myself thinking about, what if Israel or someone else had told the United States after 9/11, no, this is how you're going to fight this war. You're not going to go into Afghanistan. You're going to leave Iraq alone. Is there resentment there that other countries want to be so involved in what is your livelihood?
Well, I think, I think the United States has been such an important ally for Israel in this war, both in deed, in word, with military support, diplomatic support, and in a sense that gives the United States a seat at the table and the right to ask certain things of Israel. The Rafah operation, the United States has never said, don't go into Rafah. They've just said, you can't go into Rafah with a million civilians around. And by the way, Israel doesn't want to go into Rafah with a million citizens there, trying to seek shelter. So, Israel's already put on the table an evacuation plan. The generals have put it on the table for the Israeli war cabinet and security cabinet, and it's being discussed. But we have to remember that even just on the Rafah point, this is a strategy that the prime minister has used. The threat of going into Rafah is part of his, it appears to be part of his strategy to put pressure on Hamas to soften their positions and come back to the table with reasonable demands, because, you know, the more the desperation grows in Gaza for many reasons, you know, whether it's people dying, starving, unable to take shelter, this puts more and more pressure on Hamas, because they're supposed to be the ones who are running the Gaza Strip. So, Israel couldn't really move on Rafah in a major military operation overnight. It would really take weeks. So, but I think, you know, the alliance between the United States and Israel is multi-layered and strong and deep in many ways. And, you know, when we hear U.S. officials say, hey, you know, we can say what we think because we're close, there's a lot to that. And there are even some people here that are in the security cabinet and in the war cabinet that appreciate the role the United States is playing. So we'll have to see what happens. You know, as I say here, God willing, we'll be able to get a deal in the next several days.
ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. Thank you, Jordana.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.